Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's uncertainty around almost every federal aid program after the White House Budget Office in a memo ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that it conflicts with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the memo, but ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
the directive is not specific, but it's clearly far-reaching. It says, quote, this memorandum requires federal agencies to identify and review all federal financial assistance programs and supporting activities consistent with the president's policies and requirements.
Immigration arrests continue to increase. ICE says nearly 1,200 people were arrested yesterday. Chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the largest single-day loss in stock market history, nearly $600 billion Monday on news of a Chinese company's AI product. Meanwhile, Boeing says it lost almost $4 billion in the fourth quarter. This is ABC News. General Motors reporting that it lost nearly $3 billion in the last quarter, but that was driven by a more than $5 billion restructuring charge related to its business in China. Surveillance video providing new possible clues into the cause of the Eaton fire in California, which killed 17 people and destroyed thousands of homes in Altadena, says ABC's Trevor Ault.
Lawyers of suing residents now point to alarming surveillance video they believe shows that the fire sparked from a SoCal Edison power line. They argue the power line sparked, then the fire spreading rapidly in the mountainside within 10 minutes. SoCal Edison telling ABC News they have seen the video, which the New York Times provided, and the company is evaluating it as part of an ongoing investigation.
Now open in New York City, a full-scale replica of the rooms where Anne Frank wrote her diary, the first time it's been recreated outside of the museum in Amsterdam. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Who wants a free Bloody Mary or a mimosa? I bet that got your attention. It's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and on Wednesday, January 29th, you can watch Mino and the Mayor live at Heights Pub and Parlor as we get together to celebrate their one-year anniversary. Enjoy a complimentary Bloody Mary or mimosa the morning of the show as you watch the guys, well, be the guys, live, in person, with special guests. Go ahead and check it out. Go to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams ranking slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. A few flurries can't be ruled out. For tonight, few flurries possible, otherwise breezy with lows in the upper 20s. The breeze sticks around on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two here on Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app and AM on 1590 and 1100. Joining us right now, Greg Thompson from the American English Show at Waverly Beach. This, of course, one of the greatest tributes you can find to the Fab Four.
The Fab Four.
With
the music that changed the world.
Yeah, right. I'm not happy with you.
You're not?
I'm not.
Well, he brought tickets.
Why do you think I'm not happy with you?
Might be what's sticking to your teeth.
Yeah.
It's probably what's sticking to my teeth.
Yeah. We love guests
really?
Like you.
Okay, so I made homemade Johnny Juice of life
right.
Yeah. This morning.
Yeah.
Starting.
Doesn't that go well with Johnny Juice?
It was fantastic with Johnny Juice. So that's homemade English toffee that she makes.
Correct.
It's phenomenal.
It's too good.
It's absolutely delicious.
T-O-O good.
I'm going to start putting that in my coffee.
All right.
Well, I think that'd be a good sweetener. Don't you?
Yeah. Well,
you also,
it's a good sweetener. But
did you try that toffee beer?
I have not yet.
Okay. I mean, toffee is becoming the in thing now.
Oh, it's fantastic. But
yeah.
I knew it didn't quite fit your diet, but on the other hand, I
will say this. People say you can have a cheat day. So once in a while, I have a cheat month. So it's winding down.
Wasn't Sundays always the cheat day?
Oh, yeah. For Lent?
Lent.
Oh, Lent.
Lent
that's right.
Was, yeah,
oh, man.
That's right. Give up candy for Lent, but you could eat it on Sundays.
I would tear into those payday bars. Are you kidding me? You know that's such a torture for a kid, though, because I'd always keep it a big Folgers coffee can. You know, because I used to go to the gas station and bring back pop bottles, and you get 2 cents, and you save, get three of them, you get a candy bar, okay?
Yep.
So you do that, and I put them in. And I would almost like arrange them during the week, like baseball cards, where there's the payday bar, there's the peanut butter cup, there's the so-and-so, just staring at them, not being able to eat.
I would have thought you would have ate
Heath
bars.
Good discipline.
That was the discipline you had back then.
That's
though.
True. But
Sunday after church?
Greg, you also...
Bug out!
Not only did you bring John toffee, you brought him a lot. That's a pretty good bowl.
That's a pretty good bowl.
Well, so tell your wife thank you.
When Nikki comes here, will be decimated.
She's listening now.
Okay, that looks really good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so you've been doing this for a number of years, this Beatles. And I want to talk about the show. And last year, the reviews on that were unbelievable. I mean, better and better every set. You know what I mean? Gizmo, of course, is going to be there as doing some intro or some emceeing.
Gizmo's got a pretty good part this year. You know, I met him through listening to your show.
Oh, right.
I was looking for a local Ed Sullivan impersonator.
He's the guy.
Talked to him, and he said, I've never done it, but I think I can do it.
He's built exactly like Ed Sullivan.
He nailed it.
Tall and thin?
He nailed it.
He did a John Kennedy thing for us at an event.
I heard.
It's great.
Yep.
But let's talk about the proceeds.
Yes.
I mean, that MAC fund is
huge.
And you, besides, you know, obviously the against childhood cancer, Midwest mm-hmm. athletes to fight cancer for kids, they also support the medical college here in Wisconsin as well.
Definitely.
And they're really leaning into research, which they're is going to be the answer to all this stuff.
Blood disorders,
right.
You name it.
Those are great causes because you don't really get a lot of data on support the Medical College of Wisconsin. But you go to your event and you can filter some money
And that's when we first started this. I actually got a hold of John Kerry, was the head of the MAC Fund, and I had known him through some business dealings. And I said, John, the MAC Fund, you go north of Milwaukee, you hear about it on the Bucks games or the Packer games, but there isn't a lot of exposure. And
I agree with you on that. I've always thought that kind of.
He was thrilled to have us. He said, even if you don't raise a ton of money, the exposure helps. The exposure helps. And now this is our 21st year doing it.
That's is John McLaughlin still involved?
That I honestly don't
know.
He's
in his 80s, but I didn't know if he was.
He may be, a consultant. I don't know that to be sure.
So tell us a little bit more about the event for those who haven't gone. I mean, it's at Waverly, but walk us through the event.
Okay, well, and we've added to it over the years because I had a friend once that said, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over.
Right.
And I kind of made the comment, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. But we're not fixing it, but we're tweaking it. We've added a big-time raffle, a whole dollar for a ticket, and you get 8 tickets for $5. That's the business person.
All right.
A couple of years ago, a friend of mine said, hey, I know somebody that's got a paddle wheel where you spin it.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
And the thing about the paddle wheel is it's not so much what you win. It's the idea to spin that wheel, like on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
And get the number you want. So now we have that. But
you're right about that. I did a meat raffle. I've done 100 meat raffles and did one the other day. And, it might be that you have 4 different things for each. You'd spin, you win this one. And then, throw those tickets away. And you could say tenderloin or you could say a pack of hot dogs. And you'd, if it's their number, it's the exact same stream.
You win a beef stick.
It doesn't matter. If you win, it's like.
It's fun to win. Yep. Yeah. And I, that, yep. All right. Well, that's
But still,
cool.
the main, what we started out with is we want to do the music. I've been a Beatles fan since 1964.
Did you see Paul McCartney yet?
I did. Okay. I've seen him 3 times now.
Oh, wow.
And, but it's not like I wish I would have seen the Beatles, but I was a bit young and it just didn't happen. Yeah. But I do remember the night they were, everybody says they remember the night they were on Ed Sullivan. I do. And I remember what my dad's comments about their haircut and, based on some of the haircuts today, their hair wasn't all that long.
Oh God, no.
But he very, very conservative man. And he had his comments about the hair.
I remember being at the bus stop the next morning with my sisters and the neighbor girls.
You probably tried to comb it down, did you?
Oh man, don't even get me started on my hair back that day. I told you one time my barber Vito Bertuzzi and he goes, Johnny, I gotta ask you a question. I go, what? He goes, you comb your hair with an egg beater? Honest to God. Thanks, Vito.
Yeah. But the band itself, they're based out of Chicago. They are the A team. I know there's a lot of Beatle tribute bands out there, but I would put I've seen others. I would put this group up against any of them.
Now, tell me again, though. They do the different eras, right?
Exactly. They come out. They do the black and white suits that everybody remembers. A couple of things you might notice when you're at the show. There's only white lights on them in the first set. There's no colored lights on them.
Hmm.
There's no microphone stand for George in the middle. John had a microphone. Paul had a microphone. George did not have his own microphone.
Okay.
That's just the way it was.
That's cool.
Second set, they come out, they turn the volume up, and my comment is, if the music's too loud, you're too old. But the point is, they turn it up, you got colored lights, bright lights, they're in the Sgt. Pepper outfits, which, the first time you saw that, you thought, what the heck is this? But that era has grown on me big time, because they did some things in the studio with that set that were unheard of.
Younger people discovered that too.
Yes. And then they take another short break and they come out in what they call the Abbey Road set. That's when they, Paul has a suit coat but no tie. John has his sometimes an army jacket on, sometimes a white jacket. George has got the longer hair.
Did they wear the Nehru jackets back in those days? Remember the Nehru jackets?
Yeah. Actually, my sister found me one, and I always think, you know, maybe at the show I should put one on.
I think you should. Remember the Nehru jackets?
I don't.
The high collars. Todd, you remember them, right?
Yep.
It wasn't on one of the covers where they all wear Nehru jackets? Something. They had the high collars. Cool. They're like real thin jackets.
Yeah, and they're kind of silky.
It was kind of a precursor to a leisure suit
jacket. I knew you were going to say leisure suit.
But weren't they?
I would guess.
Because it was like the first suit jacket or sport coat that didn't call for a tie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I've never worn a leisure suit in my life.
I had one that was so hot. I looked so good and it was unbelievable. It was jean. It was a blue jean.
Oh, boy.
Leisure suit. And I had the puka beads and the big hair. I got to be honest with you. As open, you know, shirt open here and everything. I had women tell me that was like the hottest thing
I'm
ever.
Sure.
I'll bet the Uber girls just went wild.
Wild. Yeah. Went wild.
I can't believe because we're not dissimilar in age. I had leisure suits. You didn't have one?
I don't know what it was. Yeah. And it's like,
I don't know why they went away. They were the most comfortable thing in the world.
Right? Oh. And, you know, they didn't wrinkle.
There's a couple of pictures of Bart Starr where he's got his formal picture taken from, and he's wearing a leisure suit.
I remember when Johnny Carson put a leisure suit on, and I thought, this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
No way.
They need to bring those back. They were great things.
Nope.
Women always said, they thought guys were hot in leisure suits.
I'll tell you what, ladies, you can have any leisure suit that I might have ran across. I never had one.
I'll tell you what, I went to 14 wedding receptions where the guys were wearing powder blue leisure suits.
Or lime green.
Or lime green with a white belt.
Yeah.
And white stitching.
And a paisley. And a paisley. White stitching and a shirt.
And paisley was awesome, too, back then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the big blousy sleeves.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
Oh,
we were killing it.
Let's not go back to that.
I would go back.
The Beatles. All right. Your Beatles music.
Yes.
The reviews are great. I mean, people, you can mingle. It's not theater seating.
No, they're chairs. It's general admission, but there's a lot of room to stand, and you can mingle. You can dance on the sides. You know, sometimes people dance up front. That's okay too. It's a concert. It's not a theater production,
right?
But this band has studied every aspect of the Beatles. You know, I mean, if you're going to be a tribute band, you better do it right. And I'm gonna break a little bit of news here today. Is that we have I'm in the band, but there's a brand new Paul McCartney coming to our show. The one that founded the band just retired. And this Paul McCartney, 23 years old, a musician that can play the drums, bass guitar, lead guitar, rhythm guitar, keyboards. But when he auditioned, he was right-handed. And they said, you're in the band, but you better learn how to play left-handed because Paul McCartney is not... You can't have a right-handed Paul McCartney. Well, guess what? 10 days later, he came back. He had mastered the guitar left-handed.
See, those guys are so talented.
I know.
Pick up an instrument.
And some people have it or you don't have it.
And this guy
firm believer in that.
Wow. I've seen a couple clips. This guy has it.
Wow.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more. Stick around for a few more minutes, all right? We're going to sit for a quick break. Talk about the American English Show. It's one of the hottest tickets, really, for the winter in the Valley. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah. It's really something, folks. This Beatles show is really, truly something else. We're going to talk more about that. We got some tickets we're going to give away. Greg Thompson's with us. Kerry Josephson standing by. Talk about how much Jim and I raised for Alzheimer's get together. We got a lot of folks, a lot of stuff coming up, folks. Stay with us.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. and dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
On your grass. Get back to where you once belong.
Get back, Jojo! We're at Greg Thompson, American English Show, Waverly Beach, coming up for the Mac Fund. We're going to be giving away some tickets, and we're doing it the old school way. Todd, you want me to bring Murph in to handle this?
Yeah, can you do that?
Hi, you're caller number five?
Yeah.
Hello. So hi, did I win? You're caller number six. Thank you.
So that's on Friday, February 7th. Yes. We're talking during the break, and I want to talk about it on air. The range of people that come to that.
You know, what's that old saying from 9 to 92 or how was it, you know, yeah. Christmas?
Right.
We have, I'm going to say, 12, 13-year-old kids that are singing every word to every song. You know, that tells me they've got some great parents, by
that's
the way.
Right.
It's pretty amazing, though. I remember, Jim and I went to a, was it Garth Brooks tribute?
Yes.
At the Meyer?
Yep.
Yes,
with
Brooks.
Adam Lee.
Yeah. Yes. Well. And these young girls went and stood on the side of the stage, down below the song, and sang word for word every single song.
Yeah.
And they had to be 15, 16, maybe?
Yep.
Every word to every song that word came out 10 years before they were born.
Exactly. And that's when you
20 years before they were born.
Think about this show.
I mean, it was the early 90s when he came. You know what I mean? They're probably 15.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's like incredible.
And then you get...
But music can do that.
Yeah. We talked about that. And you've got people that are, you know, in their 70s, 80s that are singing along as well. But that brings you back to such a good time. We talk about music does, you know.
And I tell people, not very long, but for a few minutes or a couple seconds in and out of the show there, just close your eyes and you're hearing, you know, they're not the Beatles on stage, but they're as close as you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
And it takes you back. Music takes you back to, you can remember what you were doing that. Whenever
it's incredible,
any song comes on, I know
question.
John does that.
Yeah,
no question.
So for tickets, we're going to give away some tickets, and that's going to be fun to do. I know this is Friday, February 7th,
week from 7 p.m.
A week from Friday.
Yep.
At Waverly Beach in Menasha. How do we get tickets?
Tickets are available at Waverly Beach or at what I call the Fox Cities Festival Foods. There's six locations there. You can pick them up at. There's a standing ticket only. That's $25. And a seated ticket is $30. And I'll tell you what, I heard you guys talking about Bob Dylan this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've looked at ticket prices for any type of show, even again, a tribute show. $30 is one heck of a
deal.
That's
unbelievable. Got a text here from Kim. Kim says, why did Greg choose the Mac Fund?
Years ago, when I was working in the grocery business, I was invited to a luncheon down in Milwaukee at the Children's Hospital. And during the program, they had a couple of kids that had been affected with cancer come up and give a little talk, a little speech. And, you know, I get that feeling right now in my heart that when I saw that on the way home, I thought, you know what, those kids,
they didn't ask for it.
You know, and they're suffering. And what can I do to help out with that cause? Wow. And a few years later, I decided to put my love for the Beatles and the British Invasion music with the Mac Fund. And I just chose the Mac Fund. I'm sure I could have chose other things, but that happens to be something that hit me right darn smack in the heart.
I mean, how can it not?
It does.
How can it not?
That's great.
That's awesome.
And that, a lot of times when people come in and talk about, they may have a personal connection, but yours was just out of the love for kids.
I've been asked that before. Again, I don't know if this isn't wood, but knock on wood. I haven't had anybody in my family be affected by cancer, but I've had friends. I see these TV commercials for St. Jude's Hospital.
Yeah.
You see those? Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you can help out, if you can do something, do it. Don't just sit back and say, oh, I wish I would have done something.
That's awesome. That's great that you do that. Great fund.
Thank you.
And what the solution to that is going to be through research.
Yes.
You know, that's just the way medicine works.
I mentioned John Kerry was the head of the Mac Fund. He retired, but...
not the John Kerry, the politician.
No.
This
John Kerry is an exceptional person, a good friend of mine. But he mentions when they first started in 1976, the cure rate was only 20% for childhood cancer. Now they completely flipped it. Today, it's 20% not being
so
able 80%? To cure,
80%
wow. cure rate. I mean, they flipped that in, 50 years, 20, 48?
That's awesome. Phenomenal.
That is.
That's
that
phenomenal.
Is. So the money goes, and it says on our tickets and our posters, 100% of the proceeds go to the Mac Fund. I guarantee you, not only 100%, but some money out of a few of my family and friends and my
extra
pockets.
Yeah.
What the heck?
You know who I'd love to get on here one day? Todd. Because I don't ask you to do enough things for me.
I've heard that before.
Right.
Eddie Doucette.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Former Bucks and
we've been working on that for 2 years.
Can you keep trying on that one?
Yep.
I think he lives in Portland.
Because
he was doing the Trailblazers game last time.
All right.
And you know what he would love? He would love me to do an impersonation of him for like about 20 minutes.
I'm sure he would.
The big goal, Oscar Robertson brings it down court over the electric guy. Greg Flynn over the dunk, inside to the big man to the king. Oh, the sky hook by the king in the popcorn machine.
Jim, how do you put up with it every morning?
I know. Drugs are great. Oh, man. Hey, this is going to be great. And like we're talking about, this is kind of a lull. You know what I mean?
This time of year, not the Packers aren't playing.
Well, Packers aren't playing, and you know, the weather's been all right, but it's just you need to get out.
That's what happened when I started thinking about this. You count on people you know and friends. I went to Mike Van Asten. He's a big part of the Mulva Center. But I went to him. I knew him. He owned Liberty Hall, and I said, Mike, this is what I want to do. And we talked, and it's like, don't do it in the summer. Every community has a
church picnic.
Oh, man.
So do it a month after the holidays. Well, we're running into the Super Bowl again this year like we were before.
Well, I saw a thing that depression rates these last two weekends are the two highest of the year.
Well, this'll pick you up.
This'll be time. But they just really are.
No,
and I'm not joking when I say winter doesn't start in Northeast Wisconsin until the Packer season ends.
Yep.
So it doesn't. I don't care how cold it was last year. Days like really cold. Yeah, but did you hear about this Sunday? You had that thing to really concentrate on, and unfortunately, up here when the weather gets really crappy, and it has been bad. I shouldn't say. I mean, just cold. But it's like, okay, what can I do?
Right.
And you just don't have that thing.
If you're down a little bit or a little depressed, come to the show because you're going to love this music. You're going to love the professionalism of the band. And the entire night, and we've got a couple surprises planned, but if I tell you about them, they're no longer surprises.
That's right.
So this could be, date night, or just, we got to get out of the house, or you can even bring your parents, bring your kids. That's what I like
any
about
age.
This. I think there's any age.
Bring a busload.
And it's clean. It's whatever.
Bring a busload.
Greg Thompson, American English Show, Waverly Beach. We're going to give some tickets away in a little bit. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking care of the Mac Fund. We've all been involved with that terrible affliction.
Thank you guys for supporting.
Oh, you guys,
and your wife could make $1 billion making this English toffee. Back with Kerry Josephson right after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Change of administration has not meant a change of buying patterns on the export scene, at least not yet. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yesterday's USDA export numbers, for example, showed pretty firm buying patterns. Corn and soybean numbers were within the range of estimates for this week's export sales, but still higher than the five-year average. That's according to Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group.
Corn and bean sales came in inside of the range of estimates. We look at these numbers and we say 1.669 million tons for corn, 1.49 million tons for soybeans. Even though they were inside the range of estimates, these are still very good sales. These are actually both above the five-year average for this particular week. So this is a good look for both corn and beans as we kind of move into the Trump administration and start to think about potential implications for tariffs and whatnot.
Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group out of Iowa. Now, that has not led to confidence in the marketplace this morning. Numbers are lower. I've got those next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
It really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up 2 at 184. 40-pound block cheese, 3 3/4 stronger at 187. Double A butter stood still, 253 a pound. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 8 right now, 1987 a hundredweight. March, down 13 at 1946 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn down a penny at 457. November soybeans are down 2 at 1041. July wheat right now down 2 at 559. Dow Jones Industrial Average only 10 points stronger. That's as of right now. And that is your market update on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bourbons. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. A few flurries can't be ruled out. For tonight, few flurries possible, otherwise breezy with lows in the upper 20s. The breeze sticks around on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. With the increase in flu, colds, and other respiratory diseases this time of year, Bellin Health is asking people who are sick to stay home. Officials say avoiding clinics and healthcare facilities when you're sick helps to stop the spread of seasonal respiratory illnesses. If a person is sick and must visit a Bellin hospital or clinic, then masks are, quote, strongly encouraged. Appleton comes in at number 4. Waukesha is number 5, all on the list of the best Midwest cities to move to this year. Consumer Affairs compiled the list by looking at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and evaluating their safety, affordability, economy, education, and quality of life. Rounding out the top 5 are Arlington Heights, Illinois, Naperville, Illinois, and at number 1, Carmel, Indiana. And the worst city in the Midwest to move to? Detroit, Michigan. The month of January ends with Winter Salt Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what that means for our Wisconsin waters.
It's a time to focus on the true impacts of salt and ways to be a freshwater advocate. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. And Wisconsin Saltwise says 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers. Recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. In the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually, and by 2018, that number increased to nearly 800,000 tons per year. 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations, primarily from salt use during the winter months.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. In Appleton and Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app, along with 1590 AM and 1100 AM worldwide. 24 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. Very special thanks to Greg Thompson, American English Show, coming up at Waverly Beach in 2 weeks. It's actually going to be on February 7th at 7 o'clock, Waverly Beach. Phenomenal place in Menasha. It's a big Beatles tribute. We're going to be giving away some tickets for that. Kerry Josephson and Mark Taggart in for Walk to End Alzheimer's. And we'd already told you guys we want to be one of your big sponsors this year for everything you do. And we had a great time at Simbaldi's that night doing the... I'm going to be honest with you. So, okay, his tip jar actually had more money than mine.
Yeah.
It did.
We knew that going in.
So but here's the reason, Kerry, and I told you. It's because people were buying my books, and I was accidentally, when they'd give me the money for the books, I was accidentally putting it in the wrong, so it's like $60 I put in from people buying the books, and I realized afterwards it was going in, because they were turned, they had the buckets, and the sign was turned that way, and I'm behind the bar. No. And then afterwards I'm done, it's like, okay, well, if I take money out of that and put it in mine, somebody's going to see it, and it's like, hey, did you hear about my million? But that's the reason why.
No, it wasn't.
So there you didn't want to be accused of stealing tips?
Right. Exactly.
You know how we could settle this, though?
How?
We could have a redo.
I'm in.
That's fine. I'm in. I liked it.
I'm totally fine with that.
That's not really... Those pictures, well, you were there. I mean, there were huge pictures on those, John. You couldn't miss it.
I was on the other side, Jim. I was behind the bar working, trying to take care of my patrons.
I was on that same side.
Just a quick question, and I'll get out of your way, but maybe the pictures were scaring people off, too?
There you go,
I mean,
John.
They weren't real flattering pictures.
Should we use, like, caricatures next time? Or, I don't know. I'm open to suggestions.
They weren't real flattering. I got to be honest with you.
And what a nice crowd there. And they were there... Zimbabwe, but a lot of support.
It's good in one way. It made people want to drink after looking at those pictures.
But I always thought that was great.
It was fantastic. And Zambaldi, always such a huge supporter as well. They do a lot for us and a number of givebacks throughout the year.
And such nice people there.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just great
an amazing
people.
Spot. And thank you to both of you. Really appreciate you doing that.
We had a good time. And I learned how to pull, do a pull with just the right amount of head.
Exactly.
So that was what yours, because it used to be we were way too much or not enough, and now I got it perfectly.
Took them half the night to get it down.
Did
I was
not.
Like 5 minutes I had it. So.
Well, that's why I was partial to Jim's jar. I'm just going to say.
Right.
Wow. Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Right. Wow.
All right.
Just Mark comes in guns a-blazing this morning.
I guess, man on
the street. Man on the street. There you go. All right, so you have other stuff going on. I mean, that was a great event. And we look, awareness, two things, right? Awareness and funding.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what you need. I mean, you guys run a very tight ship, and you don't pay a lot of people much, and the money goes into research. I mean, that's really what we're working on, right?
Research, but also, like you mentioned, awareness and care and support throughout the community.
Right.
We do a lot of education in the community as well and host support groups. So the money goes to fund all of that.
But I also think it's kind of exciting because just like what Greg was talking here about the MAC fund, when it started in, let me say, 74, 75,
yeah.
somewhere on, the success rate for kids with cancer was 20%. Now it's flipped exactly 80%, which is such an awesome
That's amazing.
Where you say, okay, this money really accomplished something. One of the reasons I'm excited about helping you guys out is because you are still doing that. You guys are still making strides where, again, not there's probably never going to be a cure, but you've got treatments, you got different things that you guys are really working on that can at least slow it down or diagnose it like a lot earlier and different things like that. So that's what's exciting. We could see some tangible results from the efforts.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't say that there's never going to be a cure.
Well, no, but found, you know what I mean.
They've come across some pretty interesting data and are really working toward preventative measures as well.
Okay.
So while it might be a bit, you know, it's really exciting, some of the things that are coming out.
Well, if it's not my lifespan, it doesn't count. That's just how I'm too
so all Mark, about you.
Mark, when you run these organizations and people want to give and people want to go to events, and you guys have a lot of events, you need volunteers.
Absolutely.
And what are some of the things we can volunteer for?
Actually, I'm really fortunate to work for a company. We were just talking about this prior. I work for Care Patrol here in Green Bay, and we believe in giving back. And we have several fundraisers throughout the year.
What is Care Patrol? Explain it, please.
Okay, so we find the next safest step for seniors, like when they need assisted living or memory care, when they can't go home safely.
Sure.
And it's a free service. So that's what we do.
That's awesome.
And we are encouraged and we're allowed to volunteer and do things that we really believe in. Well, so Carrie and I have worked together closely the last year, and we do things that are fun. Everything around meat. We do meat raffles. We do brat fries. And we have a blast. It's team building. And it's just cool stuff. And we're raising money for Alzheimer's. So it's just a great cause.
That's great.
Care Patrol has been an amazing partner as well. Sponsors for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And like Mark mentioned, they do a number of activities throughout the year.
Well, it sounds like a thing where glove in hand sort of thing. Right. What you guys do is perfect for what you guys need.
Yeah.
So, right? Mark,
absolutely.
That Care Patrol, you mentioned the word fun, I think, three times in here. So it must be fun. How does someone get involved in that?
You know what? You can just call us. Look us up online, carepatrol.com. We've got offices here in Green Bay and in the Fox Cities. And we'd love to get everybody and anyone involved.
What do people do? Actually, do they drive? What do people, if they come and work for your organization or volunteer for your organization, what types of things would they do?
Well, they could help with our fundraisers.
Okay.
We're really here to help the community, you know, when it comes to helping seniors, but also with volunteering.
Okay, cool.
Fun to work the brat stand.
Absolutely is.
You always see a bunch of people you know. So.
Someone even wore a brat costume that day.
And looked really good.
We won't mention names, but...
I don't remember.
Jim was trying to remember.
I know.
I know you were looking at him. He was like, "What did I? Todd, when did I do that?" You know what he has to remember? He has to remember that Todd is in his chief of staff. Because he spent 20 years having a chief of staff. That's all he had to say was a name, and whatever it was would get done.
Mr. Mayo.
Okay. Exactly. I'm on that. Actually, he would have a person he would yell at for, "Get me that." And then that person would yell at somebody, "Give me that!" And then there's this poor intern, and they're like, "Give me what? Give you what? Give you what? Just get it."
We did a lot of events, and to have them be fun and to go to a great cause, right? And that's cool. So, at carepatrol.com. They go on the website, and then they can volunteer or contact you, send you an email.
Yep, all right. Sure.
And if they want to just volunteer for the Alzheimer's Association in general, they can contact me. We can even connect them to Care Patrol or whoever else is doing events that needs volunteers. Or you can just volunteer for the walk.
You know, we've talked about this before, and we're talking about the childhood cancer, and pretty much everybody somehow, some way has been affected by that. But I don't know anybody that these days hasn't been affected by Alzheimer's, a member of their family, grandparent, aunt, uncle, somebody they work with, whatever. Everybody, sooner or later, you hate to say it, is going to be affected by somebody with Alzheimer's. And I just think what you're talking about as far as with some of the awareness you bring out, some of the things, because it doesn't seem like it's that... It seems like it hasn't been that long that Alzheimer's has come to the forefront. You know, it was always
I would agree with that.
It's like,
for a long time, I think people were afraid to talk about it.
She's senile, and just put her in a home and just walk away. Mm-hmm. And now it's an entirely different thing. You guys have really brought it out into the sunshine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, under the spotlight, where it's like, hey, here's a serious thing that affects lots and lots of people. Let's really tear into this. And it seems like that's what these organizations have done.
True? Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had to put it in the spotlight. Otherwise, nothing was going to be done.
Right.
So the more people that know about it and the more that they understand that this is not normal aging and we need to do something about it and find treatments and a cure, that's how we get stuff done.
That's awesome.
And you have a big event coming up later, the walk, which is great. I don't know how many people come to that. It's got to be over 1,000
people. About 1,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right back here, right?
And yep, right city on deck. City Deck.
But there's a planning meeting coming up, and that's next Wednesday. So let's talk about that.
So actually, next Wednesday is all about just people coming out to learn about the walk and how they can be involved. So if people are interested in either walking or volunteering, we actually have a walk planning committee that works throughout the year to help plan the walk, spread awareness about the walk, organize fundraising events. So if people are interested in just learning more, I would suggest that they come out next Wednesday. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 at Hagemeister Park. Oh. And we'll be there. There's going to be food and drinks and lots of information.
Need bartenders?
No. Would love to have bartenders.
Yeah, hello.
Calls Hagemeister Park as leaving today.
Hello.
All right, well, that's great because that's something that needs... Yeah,
Corey over there just fell out of his chair.
But
no!
If you want to get a team of people who just show up at
Anybody is welcome at Hagemeister Park. Like I said, just really trying to get the information out there. And if anybody has questions or just wants to learn more about how they can be involved, I would encourage you to stop in. We're also giving out our walk awards from last year.
Oh, neat.
So there's going to be a little awards ceremony at 5:30 just to recognize some of our top teams and fundraisers.
Speaking of handing out awards... I don't mean to like get this uncomfortable. But,
did I win an award?
No, I think you're looking at the guy.
Do you have the exact totals with you? How much everybody did that night? Or
I actually don't have them.
Okay, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Well, I think I can look them up.
No, it's okay. I'm okay with that.
But what difference does it make? I won. I mean, if I won by $60, $100, whatever it was, you know.
Okay. But you know what else happened, though, a lot?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're there, and everybody wants to talk to me.
We raised great funds.
Nobody wants to talk to me. Nobody wants to talk to him.
Hey, Mino, remember that time?
Hey, Mino, I'm from the UP. Hey, Mino.
That one guy.
Hey, Mino, I heard you're dead. Okay.
And I told him.
And people are like, I'm sorry, sir, do you work here? He goes, oh, yeah, I used to be the mayor. She goes, oh, that's too bad. Pour me a beer.
Okay. Part of that story
is true.
Part of that story is true. He's at the end of the bar talking to some guy from the UP about where they went to high school and Nugani and these other places nobody ever heard of, drinking up the profits, and I'm out working the bar. And I said, Johnny, come on, it's two of us here. He goes, Let me just finish this up. I might sell him a book. So that's...
Okay, that may be true. But it's all part of the public relations plan.
PR.
It's all part of the plan, Jim.
I get it. But that's why I smoked you in the tips, because I was doing more service.
I will agree with that.
So the next time, if you
I possibly may have socialized a little bit more than I possibly should have.
Yeah, I said that when we got in the car. If you work harder, you'll get more tips.
Yeah.
Kind of something you learned in sixth grade.
Fine. Hey, one other thing about your organization, though. You guys have done such a great job geographically. I mean, because there's some there. Okay, you got Green Bay, and then you splinter out. But you're in Sturgeon Bay. You're in all different places. You make sure some of these other communities have a real focus with you, don't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just across the state of Wisconsin, we actually have 27 walk events.
Wow, that's awesome.
Throughout September and October. Yeah, so you can definitely find one near you.
All right, we're going to have you stick around, okay?
Sounds good.
Kerry Josephson, Mark Taggart, Walk to Adult and Alzheimer's have got another walk coming up and lots of different ways where you can help this tremendous, tremendous cause, which, as I mentioned before, it's exciting because you guys are making so many inroads and so much exciting information coming out on Alzheimer's. We want to be behind you all the way. Quick break, back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Selling your cattle is easy with American Foods Group, a family-owned company bringing you the best prices and expertise right from the dairy, ranch, feed yard, or local market. Call today at 800-345-0293 or email info@americanfoodsgroup.com.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Landon Jones could make his type of art anywhere, but he chooses to stay in Northeast Wisconsin, where he's making a name for himself through his Green Bay company, Respect. He recently took a leap and created a commercial for Doritos.
It's called That's Bold. I was sitting on the couch. I was eating some Doritos. I just had one in my hand. I was looking at it. I just try and think of different scenarios playing out. You know, I'm just enjoying this whole process, even in this competition.
A competition leading Landon to the top 25 out of thousands. And a possibility his ad could air during the Super Bowl. His story supports make art where your heart is. And for him, that's home. Until next time, I'm Terry Vaughn.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. We're with Kerry Josephson, Mark Taggart, WACTA, and Alzheimer's. We got to switch gears here a little bit, though. So Jim last week was nervous, but excited at the same time. What? Because he was going to speak to his daughter's boyfriend's parents in India, which is a formal way of introducing yourself. Protocol amongst parents. And you were just in India. You just came back from India.
In December, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything from, like, how to say hello or anything in India?
Not a thing. I'm sorry.
Jim, run it by her anyways.
My daughter
practiced for 2 weeks on this.
So my daughter was over there, and we were going to Zoom the parents. And that's a big deal, right? Your mm-hmm. parents, his harsh's parents, meet Don and I. So it was at, what is it, 12 hours difference? 11?
11 and a half, okay. I believe.
It's 11
well,
and a half.
We were in New Delhi, so it was 11 and a half.
All right, so 11 and a half. So we got all set up, and this is the time we're going to Zoom. And it was, coincidentally, it was it was his mother's birthday. Isn't that cool?
Very.
So I learned how to say, I thought I learned, how to say happy birthday in Hindi, right? Mm-hmm. And I practiced it. We did it a little bit on the radio, and it sounded pretty good.
Oh yeah,
and then so then we zoomed on, and she comes on. It's like, and then I said happy birthday. They just looked at each other like
and laughed,
and they laughed.
Oh no!
But I think I said birthday happy. That was my problem. But they,
close enough. It's not like you said something inappropriate.
Oh no! She appreciated, but
that
was,
we know of.
So right,
yeah, that's right.
But that was two words that. So I don't think I'm ever going to master that language.
Well, it wasn't bathroom happy, so you're.
Right. I got the point. Anyway, yeah, it was fun. Well, why India?
We just like to go to cool places. And I mean, seeing the Taj Mahal, how can you pass that up?
Exactly.
It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
How many hour flight?
About 16, 17.
Total?
I think about 17 in total.
Because what's the distance? There's a distance where how far you can fly in the world. Okay. Let's see. You got the world. You got the globe. Okay. You got the globe right here. Okay. And there's a certain distance you can only fly, okay, before, like if you're going, before you'd be heading back home. What is that distance? Do you understand what I'm saying?
What's halfway around the world?
Yeah.
Is it halfway?
And I want to say, that's it. Is it? I want to say, distance like, India that was you get place. There,
and as soon as you get to this point, you're heading
you're
back.
You're on your way home.
That would be halfway.
Yeah. That's true.
John, what? You got to be, okay, I'm missing
no,
something.
No, I'm serious.
So am I. That.
It's like there's only, yeah.
I think John wants a name for halfway.
Yes, like, but like what, yes, so what would be the place? Exactly. What would it be?
I would say.
El Hafo?
India? maybe a little.
But only in Spanish.
Okay. It depends where you leave from.
Well, you're leaving from Green Bay.
I'd say you're pretty close.
Right about there then, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I would have to do some research. That'll be my homework.
The way I got, the reason I'm saying this, because Dom one time for his birthday or Christmas, we got him one of those globes where you'd hit here and then hit here and it'd say how many miles. And then it's like, I want to say like China maybe. As soon as you go past China, look that way, you're on your way home.
Does he still have the globe?
Yeah. I don't know.
We should ask him.
We should find
him.
I don't think all this right. is that hard to figure out.
But, wait, but okay. then what is it?
Leaving
but I bet
Green
nobody,
Bay,
nobody knows.
It's
nobody knows. How many liters in a gallon? Nobody knows.
Have you seen that one?
Nate Marquette's saying.
Sri Lanka.
Is that what it is? Sri Lanka?
No, I just said that because it makes it like a right. good question.
All right, forget about it. Well, you're the big world traveler. I thought you would know. I thought you'd be able to come out with that like nothing.
Yeah.
I just know like where my plane leaves from and lands.
Right.
That's all I know.
All right. All right. Just saying.
That's pretty cool. Hey, did you, I just want to ask, did you do any research? Is Alzheimer's a problem in India? I mean, there's a gazillion people that live there. Did you look at that at all?
I didn't like look up any statistics. I mean, Alzheimer's is a problem everywhere,
worldwide.
Quite honestly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some cultures certainly that live a healthier lifestyle than
ours. I was going to ask that. Has research come out saying, this is not good, what you do, what you eat, what you drink, mm-hmm. what right. you smoke. Yeah. What are some of them preventive type things with Alzheimer's?
It's really all the healthy
and please,
living
if you
things
say,
that we talk about.
If you say homemade toffee, then you're leaving here.
Homemade toffee is good for you.
Thank you.
No, but it's really, you know, being careful as far as like head trauma, getting enough rest, not smoking, not drinking, or at least drinking in moderation, eating a heart healthy diet. You know, if it's good for your heart, it's good for your brain. Staying active socially and physically. So making sure that you get exercise, all those things.
It's amazing how exercise, everybody thinks exercise is, you know, the neck down, but it really helps from the neck up. Exercise.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't think people really realize
yes,
that.
Yes, you have to stay active mentally and challenge your brain.
Right. And I know there's all the word search and all these other things that you can do mentally, which you should do. But I think people thought I should just talk about me, thought Alzheimer's was just something that came on and it wasn't preventable, but it truly is. We're learning that it could be preventable.
There are some things that you can do to at least minimize your risk.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And at this point, it's not preventable, but.
All right. But slow it down, get a little bit later. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. It's the diet, the health. I was just wondering about their culture, what they eat versus what we eat. I mean, it's obviously two different.
We got to go to that restaurant, that new Indian restaurant. It's Indian
oh,
in
it's
Nepal.
It's very good.
I'm going to ask the girls at the gas station. They're from Nepal. I'm going to ask them what to order. At
it
the
was
old
delicious.
Gippers? Have mm-hmm. you been there?
Yep.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I told him about that. Next time he comes to Green Bay, we're going
is
to.
Is it real
yes,
spicy?
You should go. I mean, you get to pick your spice level. So
okay. It was really good, huh?
I think I ordered a 4. It was fine.
Four out of five. Okay. Wow.
Right, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is that a lot of curry?
Lots of curry.
Okay. All right.
Did your clothes smell like curry when you left?
And like lamb? Or do they not serve animal food?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but just lamb. Not beef.
Not beef.
Not beef. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you know that McDonald's in India, everything's like chicken instead of beef?
Really? Now that sounds healthy. I mean, healthier.
Healthier?
Doesn't it? Wow. All right. Oh, a little Nancy Sinatra.
This is
something for me.
All right, you guys, thanks for what you're doing. And people got to get involved. You got to volunteer. And this carepatrol.com is a great way to get involved. Or else we'll see you Wednesday, February 5th, which is next Wednesday, 4:30 to 6:30 at Hagemeister Park. Get involved in the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Right.
And come out Wednesday. Everyone, welcome.
And we're going to have a rematch, him and I.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We'll get it on the calendar.
I'm Carrie, good. Mark, thanks for your do for Alzheimer's. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, Wisconsin Republicans want to limit Governor Evers' veto powers. Why did they do it when they had the majorities under former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one directing the defense secretary to revise Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting up a future ban. Meanwhile, there's also a sweeping White House freeze on all federal grant money. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this directive leaves more questions than answers.
The only thing explicitly not included in this is Medicare and Social Security and anything directly given to individuals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded saying, Congress approved these investments. They are not optional. They are the law.
There were nearly 1,200 arrests yesterday by immigration officers as stepped-up enforcement continues. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million in a settlement relating to the 2023 toxic train derailment. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.